Game Manx Podcast, episode 10.
Double digits.
Yes. Saturday, right. September 13th, 2008. GameManx.com. Back in this bitch. So, it's been a great last couple days with news, so should be a pretty fun podcast. A lot of good news cracking. It seemed like all the shit that I would want to talk about has been in the news in the last 2 days, so it's kind of funny. I kind of realized that shit earlier today. I was like, you know what? A lot of the shit that I've been looking forward to, there's been a lot of updates in the last couple days about it.
Hey, tell them who you is so they'll let so these haters out there have know who he is.
Fallback, aka Brooklynite One.
It's your boy Spaceballs.
It's your boy True Talent. Fuck NeoGaf, straight up. Fuck y'all.
Yo, I'm over here trying to get my registration together right now, man.
Okay, good luck. So,
good luck.
Yeah, Godspeed.
y'all see my avatar? Fuck NeoGaf, believe it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. About all that.
They do have good stuff, but man, they do be on some funny shit though.
Yeah. So, back to the news, man. I don't even know where to start, dude. Like, we got the we were talking about joystick before we started recording, so we might as well just, you know, keep it organic. We were talking about today there's a sale on Soul Calibur 4 joysticks. So they're $39 instead of the normal $59, which is a pretty damn good deal.
So I know.
Like all this Bird. Joystick talk going on. You got the first photos of the new Street Fighter 4 arcade joysticks and the Street Fighter 4 control pads. So, what did y'all think? Y'all saw the pictures and stuff.
Where's my man Guile at?
Yeah, he was absent. I'm surprised they did Blanka and not Guile.
Seems like they're really pushing the art, like Blanka's art, forward in this one a lot.
Yeah, they are, right?
Yeah.
Because even
I mean, he's a. Sorry. I mean, I was saying like he's a traditional character, and I guess he's one of those characters where it's like he doesn't appear in every Street Fighter. So like the fact he's in this kind of is like a, you know.
Nah, Blanka's in every Street Fighter. Well, except 3, right?
Yeah, 3, and then sometimes they switch him out for Charlie.
You mean Guile?
That's Guile. Guile gets switched off with Charlie, yeah, aka Nash.
Yeah.
Blanka's not in every Street Fighter, though.
No, he's not in none of the Marvel vs. Capcom crossovers either.
That's true.
He's a popular character.
Neither is Guile, though.
Guile's on Marvel vs. Capcom, too.
Is he?
He's my favorite character on the game.
Damn.
Beat y'all asses, people.
Interesting.
Yeah, back 2 seconds forward punch.
Right. Yeah, that's true. They didn't. I don't know, but they said that the designs for the control pads are tentative, so they're probably gonna just change them up before the release. And you know, once the bitching and whining on the internet starts gearing up, they're gonna have to make some changes. I've already seen people talking about stuff.
All I'm saying is, I'm about to place an order for this, and you know, do my own art.
So, I think it looks cool, man. I'm glad that they're, gonna come out with all these arcade joysticks and stuff. Like, give people more options to, you know, play with them. And stuff
like the pad lot.
Yeah, the pads. I'm definitely copping at least one for each system. One for PS2.
The Blanka pad looks the hottest, man, in my opinion.
It does, for real.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
What's another good thing? There's 6 button control pads.
Right.
Yeah.
That's critical for playing Street Fighter. But I don't understand why they made the joysticks with what, 8 buttons? Like, why? I mean, because isn't Street Fighter a 6 button type deal? Like, and if it's supposed to be arcade perfect, then why the hell is it have 8 buttons?
So they can play Soul Calibur.
But I'm saying it's a Street Fighter thing. Like,
yeah, I know.
That's my only criticism of what they're trying to do right now at this point.
I guess it's for all fighting games. You know, they gotta. I mean, they highlight the six buttons though.
Yeah, but yeah, okay, but yeah.
But yo, have you looked at the D-pad on those six button joypads? Like, yeah, they look kind of funny.
It's like they have these Neo Geo control pads that have the same D-pad. It's like a it like rocks, you know. So.
Oh, I don't even want that.
Yeah, it's kind of like a traditional D-pad. I've heard people post on forums that it actually is a cool D-pad, but like I said, they're subject to change, so that might not even be, you know, what it ends up. I'm sure if enough people bitch, they're gonna change that shit. They have months to do it. It's not coming out till like February, so they got some time to switch that shit up, make it better. I would prefer a traditional, like a something more like the SNES D-pad or the Sega Saturn controller D-pads.
That would be, I mean, this is pretty, you know, it's a hybrid. It seems very similar to the Sega Saturn one.
Right.
But I mean, it still has that Xbox feel about it.
Sega Saturn.
Yeah. Sega. So last episode, we were playing, you guys were playing the Pure demo, remember that shit?
Yeah.
And I kept talking about Motorstorm Pacific Rift, and how I wonder how, you know, Pure would compare to playing Motorstorm 2. So I ended up downloading the demo for the Motorstorm 2 game on the PS3, and
what's the verdict?
The verdict is interesting, man. Like, I couldn't believe... Okay. I think that Pure... Right now, Pure is more fun. Like, I had more fun playing Pure. It just seems... It has more of an arcadey feel to it. Whereas, MotorStorm 2 is way more technical of a game. And I even played the MotorStorm 2 demo a shitload more today, this morning, earlier today. Like, I played in multiplayer mode, I played in regular mode, I played with the motorcycle, the monster truck, and the medium-sized truck, and it's fun. Like, it gets more fun. Like, I think what the problem is that the MotorStorm demo sucks. And the Pure demo is well fucking done. Like, they really did good. Because, like, when you start it, they make sure that you know the basics before you even play the game. So it's kind of like, you get it, you know? Like, that quick little tutorial pretty much gives you the rundown on what you need to know. Whereas the fucking MotorStorm demo doesn't. Like, it's not a good demo. They just, you start the game, and then it shows you while it's loading. It shows you all of these fucking buttons, and you're trying to figure the fuck out, like, you know, every button does something on it, and that's like, what, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 buttons plus the directions. It's a lot of shit to remember, so it just doesn't, you know, the demo's not as good, because it took me like four playthroughs to fucking figure out things that I didn't realize I could do, you know, like turbo boosting off jumps, and like, you know, hopping on the bike and shit like that. But it is fun though, because you can hit people, like you can knock people off motorcycles and in cars and shit, so it's kind of fun. It's still fun, but if they were both on sale, as of from just playing the demo, if Pure was on sale and MotorStorm 2 was on sale, I would get Pure too. I would get Pure, because it just seemed more fun. It just seemed more like my kind of game. It seems more just straight up fun, not trying to be too technical. But they're both fun games. Like, the MotorStorm 2, one of the big selling points is like, oh, the tracks is like, I forgot what they call it, you know, the environments are destructible, and you know, so basically if you hit a tree down, the tree stays down, you know, shit like that. But right. In the demo, it doesn't really have good examples of that for you to even fuck with, you know? So it's just like I was saying, I don't think it's a good demo it's not really showing what you can really do. Like, they should have had one of the stages where the track gets a little fucked up more, you know? And there's signs and stuff like that and tires that, but, you know, that's just my opinion, so. So, I'm sticking, I'd say Pure seems more up my alley out of the two, which is surprising because MotorStorm looked pretty fucking dope.
Pure, man, I was playing it yesterday and it was like, you know when you play the game and you reach that point where you're finally like breaking the code of the Matrix, like you fully understand the game?
Right.
Man, I was playing Pure yesterday, zone. I was going off, man.
Yeah, it seems super fun. Like, I could totally see myself wanting to race y'all two online. Like, yo, let's race.
Losing.
You know, I'm down too. So I liked it. And I'm not a big racing fan. You know that. I don't play that many racing games.
I like it a lot. I like the way the handling feels.
Yeah, the handling feels good. And I think it's something that's like, I think I like the fact that you everybody has to use the same types of vehicles. Because it's like, okay, so if you're playing MotorStorm 2 and I'm on a motorcycle and you're in a monster truck, and it's kind of like, it doesn't seem as fair. I know that sounds crazy, but
yeah, everyone has their advantages.
So I don't know. Anyway, I might just be tripping, but
nah, you ain't. Tell them how you is. How it is, man. MotorStorm, get your stuff fixed. Show that cars can wreck on the game by AI. Because, you know, most AIs don't be doing wrecks on purpose. They should just do wrecks on purpose so you can see how the game looks.
Right. So, also, they have the Batman Arkham Asylum screens.
Told you, man. That game is looking real good.
It does look pretty cool.
Reading a magazine, the Game Informer, that had that article about it. Like, you know, it's an older magazine. You know, it's an older month on there. But I was just like, dang, this is...
That's the issue I was talking about when I was mentioning it.
Yeah.
It looks Gears of War almost, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it has that grimy art style. It looks pretty dope. I wonder how it looks in action, though. Like, how it plays, you know? Is it, like, third person?
I think so. Batman has to be third person.
Yeah. True. So it's like a Resident Evil Batman game.
I mean, yo, it's looking really good, man. Like, that's one of the games. They're like, in the genre of action games, there's a lot of good stuff coming out.
It's like, that time of the year.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Tomb Raider. Like,
matter of fact, since you said Tomb Raider, Scat, where the fuck you at?
Yeah, what's up with Scat, man? Scat hides again. We should have a tally of how many days Scat's avoiding the podcast.
Man. Tomb Raider is looking real good right now, man.
Is it, though? I'm not really too hyped about that shit. Like, it looks like the same old shit. I don't see any one extra thing that they're adding to it that hasn't been in every other Tomb Raider.
For me, it's like, the only Tomb Raiders I liked were the first and second one.
Right.
Those were, like, the two when I was like, wow, like, this, the first one really just broke the genre. That kind of took that whole Resident Evil formula of, I gotta press up to move forward, and, like, kind of... It took that runaround action to like three dimensions, and I think the second one was a really good addition to it. But then after the second one, I didn't like any other Tomb Raiders.
Yeah.
So something about this one kind of reminds me a lot of the first two.
Hmm.
Like, I never was a big fan of Tomb Raider.
I just like, my thing was just getting. I kind of got bored with it because it was very good at the puzzle exploration shit, but then she has guns and all of the parts where you're shooting is kind of like, okay, you're gonna shoot some wolves, okay, you're gonna shoot some bats, right? And then it was like, so it just seemed like there was a big opportunity that was missed in being able to shoot some shit that's fresh. Like, how come we never shot no bears? Or
can I shoot a person?
Yeah, stuff like that. Like, that's kind of why Uncharted is so funky, because like, it's like Tomb Raider, say you have Tomb Raider, but you have bandits that are trying to get your treasure too, and then you're getting these like,
but that's how it is
shootouts,
in the game.
like Gears of War type shootouts with them.
I don't think you ever got far enough in Tomb Raider to see those parts of the game, because in the beginning of the game, it's like you're fighting animals to get into the tomb, but then you're always playing against, you know, some other force.
Like, what? Most of it is just puzzles, like figuring out how to, what blocks to press to get the shit open. Yeah. Or
it's definitely, it has a major puzzle element to
it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I get that. I'm just saying that if it had a better balance of the action too, I would be a big, the biggest Tomb Raider fan in the world.
We'll see this time around.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, that's but definitely
it's on,
coming
it's on a couple of Play magazine, this new magazine I found out about. It's pretty dope.
Okay. That's what's up. What else is going down this week? Haha, might as well get it out the way. Wipeout HD.
Oh, man.
Might as well get it out.
I seen
way.
That. I was like, oh my gosh, he's about to flip out. I didn't see no post right underneath there. Really, no real big post of you posting it. You know, like flip out post showing screenshots. Look at this gameplay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I posted up something yesterday about, because, you know, they announced the price that it's $20. $20, dude. I can't believe they went that cheap with it. Because, you know, on forums, people were like, yo, if this was $40, I'd buy it, you know? And most people expected it to be $29 or $39. Because, you know, Warhawk was about that price, right?
Yeah, it was $40.
$40. So, them pricing it at $20 is like, wow, dude, that's cheap. Because the game has, the soundtrack of the game alone is like all licensed music. So
for
that's
real?
A good, yeah. It's all licensed music from those DJ sets. Techno DJs or electronica, whatever you want to call it. But they're well known people. So that alone, what, even if you like said $8, that's like the game is a steal, dude. So that's pretty dope. I'm looking forward to playing that shit. They said it should be dropping in the next within the next 3 weeks.
Will there be trophies?
Yep, it has trophy support. It has online play for up to 8 people, I think.
I'm on it.
It has chat support while you race. It has everything, dude. Let me pull up the I'm gonna pull up the list, the full list of everything that's in it. 1 second.
You know, I'm definitely on it.
Yeah. It has full 1080p support. Let me see, pull this up. There's a list of all of the things that it has on it. So it's 8 tracks, and then, you know, the 8 are also reversed, so it's 16, but it's 8. So it has online multiplayer, offline multiplayer, custom soundtrack support. It runs at 60 frames per second, no slowdowns. I think it only runs on less than 60 if you do split screen.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can do split screen vertical or split screen horizontal.
That's dope.
And then you can trophies, and you can change the HUD display if you don't like the, you know, you can change it up. You can pick from different options on it. So, I mean, what else could they have added to it, really? And IGN has some new videos of it. This shit is ridiculous.
F-Zero, baby, where you at, Don?
The problem with it, you know, is it's a fake ass F-Zero.
So, I mean, he's still on it.
It's F-Zero Evolved.
You can move beyond the fact
like,
that
F-Zero is a biplane, and this is a Concorde. F-Zero. This is like a stealth bomber.
Okay. Good
Wipeout
job,
HD
Sony.
Is like a stealth bomber.
Goodbye, Sony.
And
goodbye.
F-Zero is like a biplane, a propeller
take a
plane.
Bite, leave the rest.
Oh, sorry, man. F-Zero, there's no way F-Zero could come back after this game drops. It's done.
Oh, did you read the comments on Wipeout on GameX?
Yeah.
That top comment, man.
Yeah. Some haters posting on there. Some haters, man. Gotta shake off the haters. So yeah, man. I don't see how Nintendo could drop a F-Zero after this comes out, because it won't look as good, it won't be as fast, The online is gonna suck. Like, how? It's dead. This is the Wipeout. No, Wipeout HD is the F-Zero killer. Confirmed.
That's funny. That's
the F-Zero killer.
F-Zero and F-Zero came out for Super Nintendo.
F-Zero killer. Is that on Virtual Console, by the way?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I think it was one of the first ones to come out on Virtual Console.
It's probably like 10 bucks too. So for 10 bucks more, you can get an infinitely better game. That's all I'm saying. Genesis does.
Big ass F-Zero.
Genesis does. Can't do shit on Nintendo.
I'm done my little.
You know that's my tag on 360.
I'm done my rant on Wipeout. So cop that. 3 weeks. Within 3 weeks. So expect for the next couple. Let's see. Expect by September for me that to be on my. What you playing this week, Wipeout HD?
Man, Brooklyn ain't been on the 360. Let me check on this PS3. Oh, he's on Wipeout HD.
Unless they do something stupid and botch the online play, but some people who like game journalists, game journalists who played it at their the press day that they had 2 days ago, or was it yesterday? They played online with people in a whole different part of the country as a part of the test of the event, and they said it played perfectly online. So it's about to be crazy. So
I cannot get on that.
So let's see what else is cracking. The Star Wars Unleashed demo. They were talking about how a bunch of like. They broke records with how many people downloaded it.
Wow.
Like, so many people downloaded the Star Wars Unleashed demo. But they didn't really talk about how many people actually bought it. So I'm kind of interested in that. Yo, everybody downloaded our demo.
The Resistance 2 beta, too.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Have you tried that?
I signed up. I don't know if I got my email because, you know, it's just like home. Might not get it.
Yeah, that's weak. I signed up too, matter of fact. I'm glad you reminded me of that.
I'll have to check my email right now and see if I,
The one way to definitely get in, wasn't it to get that, core?
Yeah.
Which episode was it? I want to try that shit.
I think it's episode 4. I'm on a remote playing right now on my PSP, and they just put up episode 4. I'm checking the PlayStation Store right now. Episode 4 is just up.
Episode 4 has the beta for access to the demo for MotorStorm 2. That's how I got it. So it has to be an older one.
It's only $3 for these episodes though. Yo. Yeah, 30-day exclusive access to MotorStorm PR demo.
You have to pay to view videos?
No.
Nah, it's a they have videos on the PlayStation Store, but it's like an online magazine.
I mentioned that before.
Yeah, it's like a it's like an online, it's like an interactive magazine basically, and every month they have an episode, they have a new, I don't even know what they call it, episode, where it has its own menu, and it has different games that they feature. Like the newest one, it has Little Big Planet and MotorStorm 2, and it has like the host Veronica Belmont from TechZilla. She'll interview like the people who make the game, the developers and the art, the creative directors, and show some behind the scenes footage of the game. And they'll typically play the game on camera, and they'll show you the game, and you'll typically get like free stuff too with the episode, like access to download, like that. This one comes with the Little Big Planet theme, and they get typically each episode will have access to a beta of games that are gonna come out or early access to demos and stuff. So you kind of get a little bit of value out of it. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Episode 3 is the one with the presented by PlayStation Network, blah blah blah.
If Xbox 360 did one of those for free, they would just basically just destroy Sony though. Like, think about it, because people pay for the Xbox 360 service, right?
Yeah.
So if they had like a monthly interactive video magazine like that, that was like Gold members automatically got, that would be dope. That would make people who have PlayStations feel stupid.
You wanna know what's funny? If you're on Windows Live, you know, playing a Windows Live game,
yeah,
you can go on online for free.
Yeah.
You don't have to sign up for Gold.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's up.
So like if you have Lost Planet for the PC version, you can play online for free. Or I don't think Halo 3 is not on PC yet, right? Nah, it's not.
No.
Yeah, but will be.
Yeah. That would be crazy because people could play that shit, get the PC version, and play it from
speaking more achievements, like me.
Speaking of Halo, man, I've been having some crazy Halo moments, yo.
I know you have, because every time I got off of work, I see you on Halo, especially last night.
This morning,
I'm like,
man. I wish I had the video running, man. I hit this dude with a Mike Jordan move, yo.
Straight send up. Send me the clip. Send me the clip and I can capture it for you.
Did it record the clip like automatically?
Nah, you have to go into your theater mode and send it to me.
So Halo records all your old games, right? Because I don't get into all that technical stuff with Halo. I just shoot people.
Oh, yeah, you got to go into theater mode and it records the last 5 games.
Oh,
five, man. Five or ten.
I gotta check for it. But yo, we both jumped at the same time in midair. Like, we were trying to just melee each other in midair, but somehow we both rotated and I had a sticky bomb in my hand and I stuck him in midair, like on some Jordan alley-oop type baseline.
Get hit too with it?
No, I didn't get hit with it. I stuck him and we both kind of like, we fell in our own respective directions and he just blew up. It was a Jordan moment. It was incredible. You had to be there. I'll send you the video.
I gotta see that video too.
I'm gonna look for it right now.
Yeah.
Look for it right now. Figure this out.
One says into your wallet. I have not got nothing from Sony. Bums.
So. Work, man. I've been playing a lot of Halo, dude.
Seen.
Yeah, I think Halo got a bad rap, dude. I think Halo is a victim of its own success because a lot of people were just like, it became cool to say fuck Halo. Just like, I think it happens to all of those big, big, big games. Like, even GTA 4, I think, like, it was like the shit for like about a month or two, and then I think people got tired of hearing about it, and they were like, oh, fuck GTA 4, that shit's whack.
People are not tired of Halo. People are still on Halo like crazy.
Yeah, but a lot of people do hate on Halo, dude.
Word. I hate on Halo.
Oh, Call of Duty.
I started playing it because y'all said y'all didn't get through the legendary mode.
I know I didn't.
Call of Duty fans. That's what
they call. Beating the legendary Jedi. Wait. Yeah. Getting the skulls unlocks some armor, and I think beating legendary mode unlocks some armor too, doesn't it?
I think so. Yeah. I beat the legendary mode and I was like, man, I'm done with Halo.
Yeah.
I love the multiplayer.
I think beating it on legendary unlocks the samurai armor.
I think it did.
Something like that.
I would go check, but I'm in a different room. I'm away from all my games.
But I think Halo is gravy, man. There are very few times that I experience like online issues with Halo. And I think it doesn't get enough props for how fucking spectacular the online is on that shit.
You're guaranteed to get a game.
Yeah, like, you're getting so much for your dough with that game.
I heard. So. You remember when I wouldn't stop playing Halo? I wouldn't do the story mode. I would just, you beat the game before me, Brooke. And I would just do an online play the whole time.
Right.
I was mad. I ain't gonna lie, I was hating on you because of that.
Stop hating. Stop the hate.
That's what I did on Legendary.
So yeah, it's bugged out though. Like, a lot of games really just the price drops are really ridiculous. Like, that's why it's so great, you know, talking to people about games and like checking magazines and like reading like GameManx.com. Shameless plug.
That's a great plug.
I mean, nah, because like these games drop, like they come out and they're like $60, and then like a month or two later they're like $19.99. Like I'm looking at GameFly, the GameFly store, and Haze is $19.99.
Haze is horrible. I don't want to touch it.
The club is $14.99.
I heard that was booty too.
Yeah, it is booty. But I'm saying, think of the motherfuckers that bought it for $60.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucked up. GTA 4 is $34.99. That's damn near half price.
I'm glad I traded it in when I did.
Devil May Cry 4, I was going to buy that for $60, $59.99. It's $19.99.
Like, you know, I want the collector's addiction.
Army of Two, $26.
Get the fuck out of here. Who down to get that so we can do that together?
Time shift.
So I heard that game sucks.
Yeah, I heard it sucks too. I heard it's only fun if it's two players.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Blue Dragon, $25. Like,
get the fuck out of here.
Sometimes it really does, you know, that's help my alley. Wait. Like, it's, you know, so it's like, reading, you know, being up on the sites and seeing reviews helps a lot, man. You can save a lot of dough. Especially how, you know, shit is so expensive nowadays, man, for these games.
How much, hey, bro, how much you say Blue Dragon's costing?
$25.
$5?
$25.
It's $20 on Amazon.com right now.
Oh, $20?
No, it's, yeah, $20, $19.99.
And then Circuit City has, like, what they had earlier this week, they had that sale, and it's still on. Dead Rising and Ghost Recon 2 for $14.99, dude.
And Overlord on Circuit City is $20 also.
Oh, Overlord, what's that about?
You're an Overlord. You can kill. Is that one with the minions that came out? The camera view really was horrible, but the game was real. I liked the game a whole bunch. It was the demo that I played. It was real fun, but the graph, man, the camera really messed up the game because you couldn't change the camera.
Oh, okay. Oops, nope. Circuit City is out. They have no more Dead Rising for $14.
I got the game.
And then let's see if they have the Ghost Recon 2, which got really good ratings actually. Ghost Recon 2 got like, oops, they're all out of stock. I ordered the Dead Rising though for $14 because I've been like itching to buy that shit. I'll be at like Target and it'll be like $29 or $25, and I'm like, not cheap enough. I don't really need it.
I'm not gonna lie. I got Dead Rising. I don't play it. I played it, but you know, it took too long for me to get into it. But when I did like sat down and play it, I was really into it. It caught me. But when I died, I'm like, oh fuck that.
I heard about
it. Everybody says it's a really good game, but it's like, yo, it's the type of game you want to sit there and play.
It's a sandbox game. And they'll be like, help me. We got a couple of hostages over here in the west part of the mall. Come and save us. And then you see a bunch of zombies coming at you. You go to the hardware store, get you a chainsaw, like four of them, chainsaw break. You grab a sledgehammer and start busting them in the head with the sledgehammer. Grab the pistol, start shooting people.
So you get sidetracked and you don't ever really finish your mission, basically.
Right. There's a main mission, and then there's people that you need to save. There's a mission where, you know, there's side missions where you save people. And also, another thing is the AI, your AI team. Like, say your team is you pick up a couple of people, right? And they're trying to get free. You're trying to set them to freedom. They will fight the zombies. And if there's somebody they know each other, they'll show affection to that person and try to save that person before they try to save somebody else.
What? I get you.
Their husband and wife. The husband would try to save his wife before he tried to save you.
Right, but that's realistic. I mean, pseudo realistic, you know? Why wouldn't they? Shit. I'd save somebody I knew before I saved some random Joe Schmo.
Oh, yeah, and the zombies are paced.
Yes! My type of game.
It so is.
Yeah. I like my zombies paced. Left 4 Dead is about to come out. That shit looks sick, dude. That's gonna be like the next. I think that's gonna be like, has potential to be the next game, like online blockbuster. Call of Duty 4 Killer.
I think it's that other game. There's another game that's they might kill. They might be up there. I think it's called that space game. You know, you're. Let me see. Matter of fact, I'm looking at my a magazine right now. My Mac Deep Space. When you're that you follow Isaac Clarke and an engineer charged with answering the distress call of a stranded deep space mining ship harbored by deadly alien infested. They say it's supposed to be a scary ass game. They say it's on the level of Resident Evil 5 and Left 4 Dead.
You're on some alien shit?
Yeah, you're on a spaceship trying to save these people and you're getting they aliens. Straight space aliens. You know how space aliens are. They run fast like them zombies for Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, space aliens are fast, man. Like Left 4 Dead zombies. I ain't fucking them either.
It was the number 15th game, the top 25 games from E3. From the Game Informer, it was number 15. It was ranked 15. Left 4 Dead was number 1.
Oh wow!
Let's see,
yeah, and Electronic Arts is making Dead Space.
I've heard nothing but good things about Left 4 Dead. I haven't heard anybody say anything bad about it.
Neither. Oh, so, right. Brooke, if you had to make a decision, Mass Effect, Space. You know, you've seen Mirror's Edge, right?
Yes.
If you had to choose between Left 4 Dead and Mirror's Edge, what would you get?
If I had to make a choice between Left 4 Dead and Mirror's Edge, oh damn, I probably would get Left 4 Dead because of the fact of the online and being able to play with people and talk shit.
Mirror's Edge, though, look at that.
I know.
Graphics,
matter of
though.
Fact, I need to go reserve that because just to get my free bag that I'm never gonna use.
Like the Halo 3, I mean, not the Halo, but the Grand Theft Auto 4 bag.
I got some shit in that bag. I got like cables and shit that I don't use.
Man, my stuff ain't even open yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just looked in there, grabbed the game, and cut the game on.
Haha. Yeah, man. I think,
right now.
You already know where, you know what Space is doing. He's picking Mirror's Edge because of them zombies ain't paced. Why ain't you, as a matter of fact, Space, why ain't you talking greasily? This is kind of weird for me, you know? You usually talking shit by this time. I'm talking about deep shit. Like, talking shit where you by now you have dissed a video game developer or a company or a game. And you say it sucks, and you break down the reason why it sucks, and it makes me think that it really does suck.
I mean, honestly, I'm just trying to find my Jordan moment on Halo, man. Like, I've been looking through all of this stuff. I played so many games yesterday, man.
Ah, it's shit. Gone. You gotta save it's stuff, gone. Dude.
It was that sixth game that he had.
Look through him right now. But now I'm over here looking at the looking in Play Magazine at this article on Mirror's Edge, and I mean. It says aesthetically the game was looking dope. Like, it looks like a dope game visually, but I haven't seen anything really spoken about, you know, the gameplay. It says, like, Johnny Pneumonic.
Have you seen the trailer?
Nah, I haven't seen the trailer yet.
Oh, damn, that's why.
Does it really look that dope?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? You know one thing I want to see?
Matter of fact, I think on Xbox Live, you can download the HD trailer. That's what you really need to watch.
All right, I'll put it right now.
Yeah.
Hold up.
I know it's on PSN because I downloaded it on PSN, but you could download that shit on Xbox Live, I believe.
You know, one thing I really want to see, straight up, show gameplay on these trailers. Don't show, yeah.
Hold up.
What's that shit called? Cutscenes.
Yeah.
I'm tired of seeing cutscenes on trailers and not gameplay. It'd be ruining the game when I buy it. Like, oh, this is a game? Man, y'all played me.
Yo, you know what was the first game that ever did that to me? That it was like, yo, what the hell? I liked the game, but it was really all about the cutscenes.
Final Fantasy VII.
Oh my goodness. Watching those cutscenes, you're like, man, it doesn't get much better than this.
Right.
Did you see the blocks?
Like, these little motherfuckers I gotta run around with to the game. Like, oh, it's the RPG like all the rest. actually played that game.
Final Fantasy VII has, man, it's got a lot of people thinking that that's the best Final Fantasy, and it's not to me. You know, I'm an RPG guy.
Right. Not me. So, yeah, the Mirror's Edge trailer is on Xbox Live and PSN. Definitely download that, the HD, the high res one. So what do y'all think about Mega Man 9? Because that's supposed to be coming out soon.
What are the major updates?
I'm going to be real with you. Man, they should have went with the graphics off of Mega Man 8. The one that was on Sega Saturn and PlayStation. That's the most vivid colors ever on the Mega Man series ever. And they went back to Mega Man 1. You know how bad I hated Mega Man 1, Mega Man 2, Mega Man 3 was dope. But I hate, but because of the gameplay, but the graphics, why, man, don't go 8 bits.
Yeah, it's lazy. It's like, okay, well, if we say we're going to do retro, we can, it just sounds like they're trying to disguise, you know, a quick, cheaper way to develop the game under the fact of it calling it retro. Like,
yeah,
I personally don't want to watch pixels that big. I would have preferred it to look like Mega Man, like 8, like you said, and the what is it, Mega Man
Legends
Z or whatever, the one for PSP, not the kitty looking one. I think it's Mega Man.
Oh, Mega Man. Mega Man X. Which one is it? Mega Man X. Are you talking about the newer Mega Man when he had the big head and everything?
No, not that one. The other one they had.
Mega Man X. The other one. When they redid X.
Hold up, I'll tell you right now.
It's in my house somewhere. You know I got every damn video.
Yeah, especially after playing Bionic Commando Rearmed. It's like, dude, you totally just showed us that you can make old school games over in HD. Why would you not do that for Mega Man 8? I mean 9. So now,
and they got a new design developed. They got a new design for Mega Man from that Capcom versus Tatsunoko Sakabuka.
Tatsunoko.
Yeah, that right there. That word.
Yeah.
They got a new design for Mega Man, so they should have went HD and showed the new Mega Man. You know, people would have been like, oh, it's a new Mega Man. You know, even though Mega Man, you know, they just take his helmet off, and we've been geeked about it, you know?
Capcom here, right?
Yeah.
Look at all the up shit Capcom is doing, though.
Yeah, they're doing a lot, though. I mean, they're the only company that can get a pass on making a move like that, because they're dropping so many hits. They're dropping,
look, they did that.
They're doing so much shit right now. I don't think any other company is doing as much right as they are.
What about Electronic Arts? They did on Mirror's Edge.
Yeah, but that's not even out yet.
I know.
Right now.
Hey, I mean, but hey, everyone who's played it said it's hot, so you know.
Why haven't I played it yet? You know, I'm always getting demos before they supposed to be happening. I'm left for dead. Catch the pun.
No. Alright, downloading. It's downloading. 98%. Alright, this is the gameplay trailer I'm about to watch now.
Okay. Good for
I'm
you.
Downloading the story trailer as well.
Good for you.
Just letting you guys know, I'm going to give you my impression of it.
Okay. So, right. Yeah, while he's watching that, I guess we could just. Let's see. What else Superstar is cracking? Mega Man 9, so none of us are really looking forward to that, really. That's not on our watch list. What else is crack you lacking? The new Sonic Unleashed trailer has just been leaked out, or I don't know what you want to call it.
Is there people walking through it?
Nah, it's the first trailer where they actually show you gameplay of Sonic as a werewolf. So, matter of fact, I need to put that on the site, but you can. It's on Kotaku.com right now. So you can watch that. It's pretty interesting. I mean, to me, it like, you know how when they first announced this new Sonic game, it was like, okay, this is gonna be, you know, because everybody's just been disappointed with pretty much every Sonic game that's been out since the old ones. So they're like, this is gonna be, you know, as fun as the old Sonic, and yada yada yada, you know, the PR speak. But it's looking pretty much like the old ones. Like, it still has that vertical top scrolling sections on it, and the homing jumps like the other Sonic that I hate. Sonic the Hedgehog, you know, the one on Xbox and PlayStation 3, Xbox 360.
I told you what happened with mine. I let somebody borrow it. They didn't even give it back. I didn't even care. I moved up to Michigan, sucks, not even worried about it.
I bought it for $10, and I wouldn't even mind using that as a coaster because it's so whack.
That game is really that whack.
Yeah, it really is.
It got me good because I thought it was like, I seen the beginning of the game. You're like, okay, this look good. And then when you push start and then you play as Sonic, you see that first cutscene as Sonic. You're like, oh my gosh, look at this game. Right. Then you start playing like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's whack. I can't believe they even put that out. But so this trailer has him as, so now one of the new things is that I think half the game you turn into a werewolf. So it kind of shows
Link bite.
How that works. Yeah, you know, Okami and Link. Link as a werewolf. So
okay. So,
but, and by the way, it was Mega Man X. That was the game. Maverick X.
Yeah, I got that. That's Mega Man X. I'm watching this trailer right now. The Sonic Unleashed Wolf teaser trailer.
Yeah.
Don't tell me the rings make him transform to a wolf. Please don't. Okay, Sonic is the...
So Mirror's Edge is actually on the cover of the new EGM.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Flash, like a 2D trailer right now. I watched the gameplay, now I'm trying to find out about the story.
Okay. So what do you think by what you've seen?
So the art style is really, really incredible. It looks really good. The question is, so you're just a chick running around bouncing off of walls delivering a package?
Something it's like that. Dope, people. It's for Tyrone Bigums.
Yeah, that's basically the point of the game, is that you're running. You don't really shoot. You can, but it's not. It's a game where you're supposed to be basically...
It's kind of like a stealth game almost.
Running and jumping. Running, you know, on rooftops and in buildings and sliding and jumping on ladders. And, you know, you're basically... You're trying not to get caught. You're trying to get away. Yeah.
No, I saw the gameplay. So it's pretty much a stealth platformer.
Parkour is what they call it.
3D stealth platformer.
Are you serious? I did not know Sonic Unleashed is coming out for the Wii.
Yeah, it's gonna be a system.
And you said if I would rather play this or play Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
I'd rather play Left 4 Dead, man.
Yeah, I probably would too, but I'm definitely going to buy Mirror's Edge too.
It looks really good, but it looks like one of those games that looks really good, but once you play it, you're like, oh my goodness. Like Assassin's Creed.
Nah, but...
Beautiful game, but it's like, damn, this is so repetitive.
Assassin's Creed didn't really get great ratings, though. Whereas this has been getting really good...
Assassin's Creed got mixed reviews. Some people were giving Assassin's Creed really good ratings, and some people were like, this is horrible.
Where did you see good ratings for Assassin's Creed?
I got a man. Green come out.
GamePro gave it a good review. Game Informer did. No, Game Informer did. EGM gave it a horrible review.
It was definitely.
I remember. I think Game Informer gave it almost a 9.
Yeah, something. Yeah, something real. Something like that. Yeah.
Paid off.
And I'm not gonna lie. GamePro gave it 100. Assassin's Creed, and I liked Assassin's
Let's
Creed.
See.
But remember, I hated Assassin's Creed when I first played it, though. I hated that game with a passion.
Yeah.
It's just too repetitive, man.
Who would buy Assassin's Creed?
I did.
Me too.
Like just edition.
1UP gave it a 70. I'm looking at Metacritic, so.
Alright.
70. Destructoid gave it a 55. It says Assassin's Creed is a disappointing, repetitive game filled with horrendously long and unnecessary cutscenes, a boring plot, tedious chores, and significant difficulty problems. A game with a few great ideas, but absolutely no idea how to implement them.
Wow.
Oh, they definitely spanked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty. Yeah.
I've been trying to find this werewolf forever, and I have not found this video.
It's on Kotaku.com, dude.
That's too much work for my black ass.
Kotaku.com.
Oh.
IGN gave Assassin's Creed an 8.
Yeah.
See?
I don't really like IGN reviews.
Well, I'm going. These are the sites I check.
It's like Best Buy.
See, that's why you bought it, because you was looking at IGN.
And you went to Best Buy.
And then you went right after you saw IGN, you bought it.
Damn, nah, I wasn't the IGN. I don't really check IGN that often.
You just said IGN.
Yeah, I'm saying that's what they gave it. I'm trying to check another spot. This
he's like,
look at that.
Like Rick James. He's like, I don't grind my. Why would I grind my foot on Charlie Murphy's couch? I wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
I grinded my foot on Eddie Murphy's couch. Sorry.
Old joke.
Nah, that shit's true, though.
That shit's funny.
No, I'm trying
it's
to
a 3.5 to me for, you know, 3.5 out of 5 for Assassin's Creed, because I'm like, it just, what got me into is that I start paying
this attention to the movie. GameSpot.com gave Assassin's Creed a 9.
What?
Totally. Yeah.
They're the same ones that had the issues with what's his name left, Gertzman, because they were like getting pressure from the studios to.
Editor's Choice, 9.
Wow.
And IGN gave it an 8.
Tripping.
And 1UP.com gave it a B+.
Exactly.
I bet you it had some big-ass ad campaigns on both of those sites, too.
Sure it did.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Machine.
I'm not gonna lie, I had fun with it. But when I watched it on E3, I died laughing when they killed that guy and he was stuck in the air. And I'm like, oh, nobody did not see that, did they? I'm like, nobody seen that.
So, what do you guys think about Fallout 3? You interested in that game?
Yeah.
I am and I'm not, because of the whole, you know, RPG and, you know, first-person shooter. Nah.
But you said you're an RPG fan.
Yeah,
but it's a first-person shooter, though.
You don't like Halo?
I don't like mixed. Look, I like Halo, but that's not like a straight RPG. You leveling up your character, like, oh, I want my guy to have better gunplay.
Okay, it's an RPG.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
you ain't saying nothing.
You had to think about it. Hold up. Maybe I might like it. So, October releases, we have MotorStorm, Pacific Rift, Fallout 3, Little Big Planet, Fable 2, and Naruto Ultimate Storm. So, I think Little Big Planet is going to be the only one I'm going to get out of those two. And I'll get Pure once it hits Gamefly's bargain bin price of 15.
Yeah, that definitely is one of those bargain bin kind of games I can just wait for.
Yeah, like I could definitely wait. I will definitely wait till Pure gets stupid on sale, which it will, and I'm gonna cop it and enjoy it and smile because I saved like $40. And then November, Mirror's Edge, Resistance 2, Gears of War 2, Space Bars is gonna get Animal Crossing City Folk, Prince of Persia.
Mama gonna be on there.
You're gonna get your We Speak mic. Tomb Raider Underworld, Left 4
I'm
Dead.
I'm getting that.
Left 4 Dead and Wii Music.
Yo, I'm getting Left 4 Dead and I'm gonna get Tomb Raider.
I'm gonna get Gears of War 2.
And I'm getting Wii Music.
I know you're getting Wii Music too. That's hilarious. That's funny as hell. It's funny that you're actually admitting it. Yo, yeah. Did you see those videos where they had, like, on YouTube, somebody, I guess, posted the new Wii Music commercial campaign that's in Japan, and they have the, they have, like, a commercial for each instrument if you could play, and one of them is barking like a dog.
Wow.
It's hilarious. Yeah, you might want to check that out since you're going to buy the game, see what you spending, I mean, wasting your money on.
Now, I want to get a music game. I think I'm either going to get Guitar Hero. I don't want Rock Band because I hate
why don't you get that Korg for DS. Korg, what is it called? Korg. Where you can actually make beats and samples on your DS and export it.
Korg has a joint. Is that, did it, was that released in America?
It's Korg DT10. Hold up. Korg DS. It's about to be. You can always import it. Korg DS10.
What's it called?
Korg, K-O-R-G DS 10 synthesizer.
Yeah, I know Korg.
No region protection. Oh, dude, you already know. Think about it.
Pick that up.
You can, you know, you have that. Download that. So you could basically. It says the world's first music tool software created for Nintendo DS. Four-part drum machine that uses sounds created with the analog synth simulator. Six-track, 16-step sequencer. Sound effects available from the mixing board. Touch control screen, keyboard screen, matrix screen, real-time sound control, exchange sounds and songs, and play multiple units simultaneously.
That's pretty official.
Yeah, it's dope. Like, on 1UP, there's a, if you go to gamevideos.com, they have a demo of the dudes using it. It was on one of those 1UP yours, not 1UP yours, 1UP show videos. It's pretty dope. So,
I can talk to you.
Oh no, I got off track. Off track. So, I don't know. I was ranting about something. Was this? Oh yeah, we were talking about games that are coming out. And what are we planning on getting? Because the season is coming, is drawing near, right? I'm definitely getting Gears of War 2 because I feel like I'm gonna hear too much about it, and I just feel like I need to be playing that. Left 4 Dead.
Getting that.
The Prince of Persia game. I'm on the fence. I wanna really wanna get it, but it might be a game that I could wait to play. You know, because all of the other game, like okay. Left 4 Dead, I know that that's a game where I could like pick it up and play it every now and then.
Alright.
Gears of War 2 is going to have multiplayer, so. And you could do co-op online, so that's kind of fun. But Prince of Persia, you know, I don't know. It looks really dope, though. So. And Mirror's Edge, I'm getting that. Because it looks so funky.
Uh-oh. It's different. I will be getting Resident Evil.
Oh, that's next year, though, dude. Resident Evil is next year.
I will be getting Tomb Raider for sure, like I said. I will be getting Left 4 Dead. That might be about it. I might pick up Guitar Hero.
Oh, yeah. I heard Rock Band 2 is coming out.
I don't want Rock Band. I can't stand the Rock Band guitar. I hate that guitar.
Can't you just interchange with whatever guitars nowadays? That's...
What?
You can use, can't you interchange your guitars now? I think they fixed that. You can use your Guitar Hero guitars on Rock Band now, I think. I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure.
Maybe yeah. I'm.
So.
I mean, it's bad stuff coming out, but I think I'm going to be a real selective shop, though.
Games I'm getting, it's gonna be crazy. Everything is bliss, you know me.
So what have y'all been playing?
Pixel Junkie, Eden, and Super Stardust HD, like crazy.
Trying to get those trophies, huh?
Yeah, you know, trophy holding it now.
I beat Castle Crashers.
Congratulations!
Thanks, to beat that. You beat it on local co-op.
Yeah, but now they have like a crazy, like an insane mode after you beat the first time. And that shit is no joke.
Seriously. I have not passed the first boss on there.
On insane mode? Yeah, yo, it's hard, yo.
Do you fight regular guys forever? Does your character keep their high ranks?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, so you probably gotta have like 100 level character.
Yes.
Yeah, you gotta be pretty good. It makes the game fun again, though.
Well, okay. Get those sandwiches. I am everything unlocked on that mode when you start it?
What?
Is everything unlocked? Can you go?
Nah, you gotta run back through the game in the same mode.
Okay, so you can't get sandwiches right off the bat either.
Nah, it goes back to the map.
Only thing that you have is the weapon that you come in there with.
Oh, word? And you don't have any of the other weapons?
I never went back to the blacksmith.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure. I think you probably can switch your weapons, but...
Yeah, hope so.
Bro. I'm over here playing Halo.
Oh, there you go.
Blowing these chumps
up. You need to get this PlayStation 3, bro. You slacking on your Mackin'.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good for right now, man. I'm thoroughly enjoying my Xbox, man.
Look, man, seriously, I'm not gonna lie, man. You like Geometry Wars, right?
Yeah.
Then you will like Super Stardust HD.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you.
I like it a lot, man. I'm playing it like crazy. I don't even want to play Geometry Wars.
I hear you. I'm just saying, like, for right now, I'm gonna wait for PS3's price to drop more. Like, I'm in no rush, honestly.
The price they just dropped, like, dude.
Catch a dope fiend.
It's like, no, what, rush. 200? I mean,
what, PS3?
$399? It's $399 now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll keep on waiting.
Like, yo, I know this dude that's getting one, and I don't know, there might be somebody out there listening that might want to get one, but I think it's like Walmart. Let me check it right now. But Walmart has this deal where, like, for $399 or $499, no, okay, you get the regular system for $399, right? But for $499,
then you can add like 6 games, right?
Nah, you get to choose. You get like a bunch of shit. Hold up, I'm about to type it in.
Work at Walmart.
You get the HDMI cable. You get to choose what you want. Like, it's a bundle. Okay, here it is. It's $469. $399 is for just the 80 gigabyte. For $469, this is what you get. It's a pretty fucking good deal too. You get to choose any one of the games that you want, just about any game, right? Out of 41 games, you get to pick. That's probably every PlayStation 3 game. You get to choose a game. You get to choose a Blu-ray movie, right? You get to choose an optional controller, and you get to choose an optional accessory. So basically, you get an extra control, wireless controller if you want. You get to choose whatever kind of accessory you want, which it could be component cables, HDMI cables. So you pretty much get the full setup. You get a game, a Blu-ray remote, a Blu-ray movie, and an extra controller, all for $469, dude. That's a banging deal.
Word it is. And you know one thing I used to hate working at Walmart? So I worked in the electronics section. Them people would see that deal and come into the store and try to use that deal. They'd be like, can I do the bundle thing like that I seen on Walmart.com? No.
Yeah, you can't because it's online only. But damn, yeah. That's a super deal, though.
The PS3 first came out, they had the deal when you could get like 3 games and the PS3 and the extra controller for like, it was a 60 gig and it was like for $600, three or 4 games, and it was only like 8 to 10 games to pick from.
Right. I mean,
that's still banging. $60 a pop for each game.
So basically for an extra $69, $70, you're getting a game, a Blu-ray movie, a controller, a Blu-ray remote, and you're getting the cables that they charge for. Like, that's a lot of shit for $70.
That's almost a $200, almost a $100, $100 to $200 feature.
That's the controller's $50, the game is $50, that's $100. The Blu-ray movie is like $25, and the Blu-ray remote is $25. So that's what, $150 plus the accessories, like $30. So that's like, damn near $200 for $70. That's a good deal, dude. Anyway, but we digress.
Oh, guess who signed on to the PlayStation Network?
Who?
Everybody guy.
Scat.
Scat,
he gotta hit him with a message, dude.
I'm hitting him with the message.
Ain't no future in your front, and Scat, we see you. He gotta at least make a little cameo.
Is he on Skype?
He's on PSN.
He's on the PSN.
You might as well just go ahead and join and stop fronting.
I'm trying to try to type it up, but
we're
I'm
on a mission
PSP,
to get
though.
Scat on the podcast.
Hey,
our friend from the United Kingdom to clue us in on what's going on that coast.
Damn, they need to get a keypad for this PSP.
PS3?
I'm on a PSP. I'm remote playing still. From earlier. That's how I found out that he was on.
Oh, so did you hit him with a message? No, you're not. You're typing.
I'm doing it right now. Just send it right now. He is playing Super Stardust HD.
I should hit him with a message too. Like, yo, jump on. Hold up, I'm about to send a message too.
I'm trying to play in Shoddy Snipers.
Shoddy Snipers. Like, yo, Scat. Hop on, man. I'm not gonna front though. He was one of the dudes that got me on on whatchamacallit, yo, on Uncharted, because he kept talking about that shit.
Wow, Brooklyn's on.
Yeah, I just hopped on.
I know. You got resistance, don't you?
Nah, I don't.
Wow, you should grab it.
I might just do that. I just been buying a lot of games recently that are cheap that I keep hearing about.
Like Crackdown?
Yeah. Because after I'm done, I'm just going to put those shits on eBay. You know, fuck it. I'm just tired of hearing about it and people like comparing games to like, oh, it's not like Dead Rising, or yo, it's not like Crackdown. And I'm like, damn, I've never played it, you know? Like,
Crackdown. How do you like Crackdown, though, so far?
It's cool. It's like a GTA, and it's kind of GTA-ish, but a little bit more fun because it's all shooting. It's not like there's no civilian. You know what I'm saying? It's more enemies than civilians.
Yeah, because you know the same guy who developed GTA, one of the guys that helped develop it, made Crackdown.
Yeah.
He said there's not going to be a Crackdown 2, but how the game ends, you know. No spoiler, but I believe there should be one.
Hold on, I'm typing his message. He can't run forever. Oh. You can't run forever, right. Scat.
He just sent me a message.
What did he say?
Oh, man, it takes so long just to catch one of these messages. You gotta do all this stuff. Damn you, PlayStation. I don't have a headset.
Man, boo!
Maybe he don't got a headset.
Man, 10 weeks, though?
He's ducking.
He said he hates his voice, but I'm like, man, I don't like my voice, but hey, I'm having fun doing this.
I didn't even know I had trophies on Super Stardust HD.
Damn.
Like, I think it's there's nothing that comes up that says you've unlocked the trophy, huh?
Yeah, it shows in the upper right hand corner. Thing is, what's pissing me off is that you got it, like some of those trophies that you got to get on that game, you got to have the new pack, like the add-on.
What add-on?
Like, are you serious?
What add-on?
Like, there's an add-on. Oh, I can't sign on. There's like an add-on pack where, you know, let me see the trophies. Because you remember, I was complaining about the trophies not unlocking, and it's the gameplay that you have to do on one of the trophies. survive. Okay, close encounters. It's on the survival mode. And you guys survive 45 seconds without shooting or using bombs. I'm like, dog, I did that. But then I realized that you had to be in survival mode. And I looked at it, and it's not unlocked. You got to spend $5 for that. And the bomber, get 15 bombs, late boomer. Like, that's a waste, you know? I'm spending $15 to get trophies.
Not me.
You know, I would, though.
I don't care about trophies. Fuck it. Just trying to play.
Straight up. I care less than him.
Damn, I know. You can tell how much you got. You ain't even hit the 1,000 mark.
Woo!
So he didn't send you nothing?
I turned off my system. I already know what he's going to say. He's going to say the same thing he told you. Cut and paste. But the campaign continues, folks. We will get Scat on here.
We need that UK love.
We're doing it for the people. That's right. Trying to bring you superior entertainment. You can't leave out the UK. My UK peoples. UK blokes.
And plus they get different games than we get too.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
And they get some games earlier before we do.
Yeah. Especially like with PS and stuff. PS thrust, because they have packs for Wipeout on the PSP that is not even out in the States yet.
Cause you know big ass F-Zero.
You know what pissed me off was remember when we had to reserve Metal Gear Solid 4 so we can get the beta run where they can just download the beta over there.
Oh, word.
Yeah. He was telling me, I was talking to Scan, he was talking about it's right there on the PlayStation Network. I was like, no, it's not. I was like, I don't see it. And he's like, it's right here. He was telling me step by step to go to get to it.
Yeah, there are some differences. So I don't know. I think we pretty much covered all the main news, man. Is there anything else y'all would like to talk about?
Nah, I mean, most part. Okay. Unless you guys want to talk about, I don't want to talk about that.
Only thing I can talk about is that I ain't found shit like in Spaceball.
What happened?
You know, like the movie Spaceballs. I ain't found shit. Combing the desert scene.
So I'm on the last stage of Bionic Commando Rearm, Joe. And I don't know what the fuck. I'm trying not to look at a cheat guide, but so I'll probably have that beat by the time. Oh, yo. Oh, okay. So the last podcast, I was like, yo, I don't know what to play next. Remember that shit? I should do a poll. I never did the poll because I just said, fuck it, I'm just going to beat Uncharted and beat Crackdown. So I kind of picked my own game. So, haha.
Ha. So did you beat Uncharted?
No, I'm still playing it. Having a lot of fun.
I got to figure out what I'm going to do with my art yet. Controller.
Oh, your art. I need to finish mine, yeah.
Okay, Scat sent me another message. I sent him a message that said, 10 weeks strong, you have not got on. And his reply is, oh man, I've been hitting the clubs. These birds been calling. Plus, work in college, it's been crazy.
Busy life.
Man. Chasing them women. I have time for Superstar Dust HD.
You know? Up, so I'll be playing that. I'll be playing Crackdown, Halo, and Uncharted, and I should finish Rearm today. So, or let's say this weekend, because I gotta go out after this. But
if you need any help on if you beat Crackdown, or you want to do the team up mode, you know that's an achievement when we go straight through the game together. We can do that on the time trial, and it will unlock it.
Okay.
So whenever you want to get. Through it.
So wait, time trial is not the same as the regular game?
No, time trial is like Like, I can send you an invite to Time Trial, and then we can just go through that together, because the net code on Crackdown is horrible.
Right.
If you do a campaign, it is really horrible. I played it with MT, Go Ill from the site, and then people were just showing up. Like, I was like, I just killed him, and I'll turn around, I'm getting shot, and he'll be the character be disappeared, and I'll turn the camera again. Like, I'll turn the camera, and that person will be right back shooting me.
Wow. So, yeah. That sounds crappy. Poop-tastic. Alright, so. What up? What's up with y'all? So, what are y'all gonna be playing?
I'm gonna hear what Space gonna play.
He's lost in Halo.
No, not at all. I'm not even playing Halo right now. I will be playing Halo, though. That is what I'm playing again. Halo and Madden. I'm sticking to the original games that held me down for so long.
What happened to Braid? You dropped that shit like a bad habit.
Nah, I play Braid every once in a while. Matter of fact, I was thinking about playing Braid a little bit earlier.
Like a bad habit.
Braid is not that bad, man. It's a dope game for those that really love puzzle games. I'm surprised you don't like it anymore.
Trying to say I don't really like puzzle games. What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say, man?
Like Zelda.
Drop the bar like Tetris.
So, like, what will you be playing?
I'm on that Superstar Dust HD, and I'm on that Pixel Junkie Eden.
Oh yeah, you did say that like 3 times when I'm asking you some shit.
I know that Pixel Junkie Eden. What got me was, like, you know, I started playing it, and I'm like, this is a different kind of game, you know. It's like, it's weird, you know. You just hit pylons, open a seed, and then nothing, another one jump up. And I'm like, this don't make any sense. And it's on PS3, but I've been playing Remote Play the whole time we've been doing the podcast on my PSP, and it's running real smooth with me.
Really? What's your settings, dude?
Let me check my settings.
Yeah, what is your settings? I'll try it.
Connect status is communication settings. It's on response speed normal, and the image quality is +2. You know, 1024 kbps.
1024 normal?
Yeah. Response speed is normal, and the image quality is +2.
Interesting. Try it out again. I tried to do due diligence. Like, after I wrote that little piece on how crappy it was, I did try it again, because I was like, what if I wrote this and I was fucked up? Because I did try it on like every setting before I wrote how whack it was, and I did try it again and I had the same results, dude. So, but whack. Maybe it's because I have custom firmware on my shit.
Yeah. You got that Pandora battery too. Ooh, too much information, people.
You think it's because I have custom firmware on my PC?
I believe so.
My PSP.
Yeah, your PSP is kind of, when you cut it on, it's automatic reset, don't it?
I got that custom PCP.
It's that truth. You need to holler at me.
It might be because I have custom firmware. I don't think so, though. I need verification.
Somebody from NeoGaf might can tell you.
I'm on that set right now, and what the fuck?
You see the DilGaf? How many people looked up on that?
I'm
200 people when I checked it.
I'm looking at their unofficial threads right now. Like, what else are these people talking about? Bobby Gas, John Lennon.
I'm so over Gaff.
I don't want to go up to that again.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking on there. Mario Brothers. Create your own Mario Brothers. Something.
Yeah.
Hey, I just looked on the Dill Gaff. They're up from the Dill Man X that Brooklyn posted. They went up. They're up 437 viewers on that.
Yeah.
Well, I got mine, and I will be creating my own
joystick art. So if anyone has any suggestions.
So now you know you're not going to be able to duck anymore. You're not going to be able to say, well, it's because you got your super joystick. I can't play you in fucking Turbo HD.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting my shit. I'm going to be whooping your ass. Get ready for it, chump.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
I just got to get my design together now.
Bring it.
Fun part.
Bring it. Chelsea still hasn't gotten his, so...
I know.
I want number two.
I'm slacking. I'll be alright.
He's ducking.
When is HD Turbo supposed to come out?
Oh, God, dude. Nebuary.
Nebuary.
I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, I'm always down to talk Street Fighter, but... You know what I realized? I realized that that project is it's not looking good, man. Like, think about it. They overpromised and underdelivered with Turbo HD. And before I even get into my whole rant about this, let me just preface it to say that it's fun. The beta as it is now, it's fun. It's HD Street Fighter shit. That's good in and of itself, you know, and they added some cool stuff. So let me just preface what I'm about to say with that I'm glad that they decided to do the 2D remake in HD, you know? And the netcode is better, so I'm glad they did that. But this project, one of the worst things you could do in business is overpromise and underdeliver. You're never really supposed to do that. And this project has been a series of just that. Like, first, let me start from the beginning. When they announced Turbo HD Remix, it was... They showed the graphics on how, you know, the different sprites, the old sprites and new sprites, right? And mm-hmm. the first set of art that they released to the public was way more detailed than what we have now. And if you could remember, about 8 months ago, 6 months ago, they broke the news that they wouldn't be able to do the artwork as detailed as they initially promised it would be. Because, you know, they had, like, the artwork had way more details and more muscles, and, like, it looked less cartoony because it had more shading in it.
And Akuma looked like he was going to kill everybody.
Yeah, like, you could actually go on GameMangs.com and pull up and type and go to the Street Fighter section or type in Street Fighter HD and see the original preliminary, you know, cells or whatever samples of the HD graphics they were planning on doing. And then you can look at the game now, and even on the Capcom blog, they you know, broke the news that, hey, we can't possibly, you know, draw this many sprites, HD sprites, at this the quality we initially wanted. We're gonna have to cut it down some. So basically, they overpromised initially. They said it was gonna look this detailed and gorgeous, and now it doesn't. So that's first instance. Then the release date of the game that was promised was like 8 months ago, over six months ago. So they also overpromised on how soon we could get it. So not only did they overpromise on the quality of what we were getting, they overshot or undershot how quick we were gonna get it. So it's kind of like, okay, so what the fuck? It's not even looking as good as
matter of fact,
and we're not even getting it as soon.
I'm so
basically,
looking at
it's
that
taking
right
longer
now.
For us to get less. Basically, that's how you, that's basically the punchline of my rant, is that we're waiting longer and we're getting less, a lesser quality look than we were promised. So that's kind of why I'm saying they overpromise and underdelivering. So, but hey, I appreciate that they're even doing it, because for a while there, Street Fighter wasn't getting no love. So
I was giving it love. You we know, was.
And
I don't
then
know
you
about
have
the motherfuckers.
Street Fighter 4 come out of nowhere and is about to drop 2 months later. So I just, you know, I'm not sure about who they got working on that. AC Remix. You know, they got it over their head. It appears that they got it. But hey, it's still looking good, and you know, I guess they delayed it to to hook it up, you know.
Yeah, to fix make the net sure code right, too, please.
The net code as it is right now is pretty good, man. It is. So it'll be worth it. I mean, seeing as how, but on the other hand, like the other side of it is, people play Street Fighter for years and years and years and years and years. Like, it's not like a game that people are not going to be playing 4 years from now, you know? I can guarantee you that people will be playing HD Remix in 5 years. Because people are still playing Hyper Fighting, which was released, what, damn near 10 years ago?
Yeah.
So
they still have competitions over that one.
That's what I'm saying. So the delay, I guess, is going to be all worth it, because it's going to be a game that's going to be played for years. No exaggeration. So anyway, that's all I'm saying. Word.
Space, what is you doing, bro?
Listening to y'all talk.
Cause we wasn't talking about Soul Calibur.
He about to have the Soul Calibur joystick. Soul Calibur fans unite.
Yeah, I'm switching to artwork though. Put my own custom art on there. That's what I'm thinking about.
Soul Calibur fans unite. Nobody talks about Metal Gear Online anymore either. Like, that shit kind of like faded into the...
What was the online experience like?
Sucked.
Is it a good thing I didn't buy it?
Well, the game is good. Like, Metal Gear Solid 4 is a very, 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 very good game. But the online mode, they should have just not even bothered, if you ask me. Like, it was poorly implemented. Yeah, whack. Yeah, it's me. It's just a waste of time.
Huh.
So, but anyway. Word. Extra special edition of the podcast today.
Hey, you know what's funny? Remember we were talking about Assassin's Creed?
Yep.
You know, we were talking about that. King Arthur on the site just said, fuck Assassin's Creed.
Oh, word.
He said, game is just too much of the same shit over and over again. New places, go to the same high spot, save some civilian, eavesdrop on a motherfucker, interrogate another motherfucker, pickpocket a third motherfucker, do some time trial flag hunt, what the fuck, then it's easily assassinate some next merchant dude for 25 gamer score. The game has potential to be so much more, but it failed. Just serious? Like that site That's said.
Yeah, I'm glad I never bought that game. Uh-huh.
I liked it.
King Arthur's funny. He got the weirdest avatar. What is that?
It looks like him? That's Final Fantasy X.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, main character.
Oh. Haha. Learned something new. So yeah, man. So there you have it.
That's it.
What's coming out this week coming? I don't know.
Oh, let me go check on my famous Neo Gaff. Oh, because, you know, the guy always... Mad respect to that guy who posted up the list. I take this list and I do shots out to him. Because he always have the games, the list games of the week. Buddy City from Neo Gaff. He mad respect to him. Pure's coming out, Armored Core, For Answer, Star Wars Force Unleashed. PlayStation 3. What's coming? Damn. There's a lot of PlayStation 2 games that's coming out this week. And Wii games. But for the 360, Rock Band 2, Armored Core, Battle Fantasia, Pure, and Star Wars Force Unleashed.
Okay. So I'm not copping nothing.
But what is the Wii doing, though?
Nothing.
Animal
they
Crossing.
Got Rebel Raiders. You know how old that game is? I worked at Walmart for almost four years. Every year, that game was put in a bundle pack for $10. And it's on the Wii now. Nintendo, y'all need your ass beat. Reggie, fuck you.
No comment.
I'm still playing.
Yeah, I'm still playing Mario Kart. Nintendo always falls into the same spot. They come up with these games that you can just play all the time, whenever you want to. You know, you just kind of keep it as your auxiliary system. Like, all right, I ain't got shit to do.
Oh, we?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is kind of like that.
I get more excited about their DS games than they do for the Wii.
Yeah, too.
That new Kirby. I'm geeked about the new Kirby before I look at any of these Wii games.
I do need to finish Mario Galaxy, though.
Yeah, you do.
I just never went to that last board. Like, I wanted to get to finish all the other stuff. You know? I could just, you know, I don't understand why they do that, though. You don't have to finish all the boards in Mario Galaxy to get to the,
But that's every Mario game's kind of like that.
Really?
Ever since Mario 64, it's been like that.
Kind of lame.
Because you didn't have to get all the stars to beat Koopa.
Right.
Bowser. I still call him King Koopa.
Right?
Koopa's up to misbehaving. Kidnap Princess Mushroom Man needs saving.
The Prince.
So let's wrap it up.
Yup.
Any shout outs?
I like to give a shout out to my main man Scat. This another week you ain't showed up. I'm gonna catch you, dog. I'm gonna catch you.
Besides that, I'm good.
I like to give a shout out to GameManx.com,
the greatest site. Fuck NeoGaf,
cause I fucked with GameManx.
Y'all some haters.
I know. You know why I'm hating on NeoGaf?
Cause you got banned. I got love for all the sites. I'm gonna be Switzerland in this bitch.
Wow. Hey, PlayStation 2 got a Namco Classic Fighters collection that's coming out. Sorry about cutting you off, Brooklyn. Nice. But it comes with Tekken 4, and Soul Calibur 2.
Oh, cool.
Really?
Yeah, I believe it's probably only $30 for that, too. It's released next week, I believe.
For the PlayStation?
PlayStation 2. Sorry for all your 80 and 40 giggers. I hope it plays for you.
Yeah, for real. Good luck, guys.
You know? So, yeah, man. So, I like to give a shout out to BK Beats.
Word.
AKA Bingo for the beats. Always gotta.
Been killing them.
Can't forget that. Shout out to everybody. Get your wallets up.
Save your money.
It's almost that time. Fall is approaching, holidays and all that good stuff. So, we out.
Work.
Peace.